today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you think about all you've been through, what do you say to yourself? When you consider the harm that has been done towards you, how does that make you feel? Each time you visit the place of your greatest pain and realize you no longer live there, how does that make you feel? Many of you think back over your lives and wonder how you made it to this point. Some of you are still asking yourselves, what is my purpose for being here? Why did God bring me through all of that? Why did He allow me to go through all the rejection, the pain, the lack, the dishonesty, the bad relationships, the backbiting, the broken trust, and so much more? Yes, in life, we will experience a lot of things that at times we're going through it. We don't understand what's going on. The dark nights and gloomy days seem to run together. The line of people who you interact with, whose motives are not pure, never gets short. Sometimes you say to yourself, if I had wings, I would just fly away. But don't fly away. You are on the other side of your struggle now, and your future is in sight, and it's brighter than ever. The reason for the struggle is being revealed. In Genesis chapter 50, verses 18 through 21, it is written, "Then his brothers also went and fell before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." In life, we will go through things at the hands of others, not understanding why. The thing that is difficult to accept for the most part is that the people doing you wrong are close to you. They are your so-called friends, your family, your wife, your husband, your co-workers, and others that are close to you. The people involved and you at the time don't realize that they are part of the process that will make you great. Joseph, now looking back, realizes that everything his brothers did to him was a prelude to him being in the right place to save many people alive. He couldn't see back then, when his brothers took his coat of many colors and threw him in the pit, that they were preparing him for his greatest moment. The things you are going through and have been through are preparing you for your greatest moment in life. There will be more than one or two great moments or moments of success for you. Each struggle is a prologue to the success you will experience. Yes, you will come out and grow up to the stature of Jesus Christ. Joseph did it, and so will you. Every time you think it won't happen, think about Joseph. Every time that you think you won't make it, think about Joseph. Every time you think you are going through too much, think about Joseph and how his struggles launched him to the pinnacle of success. He rose from the pit to the palace, from captive to captor, and from prisoner to prince to save many people alive. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.